we're talking still Sharm Pejitta introduction. Since we've already, it's already made truth by true by every chacham. Sorech tamimus ha'avoda v'chovas tarnikias. We already spoke about the need for constant and pure avoda, work on this, and the obligation to make yourself a clean, good person. Shazulas eila einanirtzas vaday klal elanimeses imutuevas. See, if you don't clean your behavior, as we said before, you're like a kli, you're like a vessel. And if you're going to put Torah into a vessel that's a mess, that's a hot mess, that's not clean, that has not worked on its midos, it spoils the Torah. It ruins it. There's nothing worse than seeing somebody who's a Talmud Chacham who knows their Torah, but they have terrible midos. It destroys it. It destroys the Torah. It destroys it, so to speak, from our eyes. Ki chol levavas dorash Hashem v'chol yetzer machshavas hu mevin. Ma nene b'yom techecha ititrashnu mina ion hazeh. What are we going to answer on the great day if we have weakened ourselves from studying this subject? V'inachnu davar shu kol kach muta aleinu. We know it's so much incumbent upon us. Shehu ikar ma Hashem Elokeinu shol manu. It's one of the basic things that Hashem is asking of us. Hayita chen shiagia v'yamal sichleinu. Can it be that we're going to strain our mind to study analysis, chakirus, which God never asked us to do. Pilpulim, going back and forth over subjects which is not going to produce any fruits. Yo yetzei lanu shum primahem. Bedinim asher einam shaychem lanu. Laws that were not applicable to us. What the Mesilas Yesharim is saying is that we're going to be focusing on things. We focus on subjects that have less to do with who we really are than who we really are. Think about it. What was the last subject you learned in yeshiva? Somebody tell me the last subject they learned before they finished the last grade. What did they learn? Somebody tell me. Yes. Oh, you could not have given me a greater example. Says the Mesilas Yesharim. Walfarth learned the halachas of Yibum. Yibum is when a woman is married to a man. They have no children. He dies and he leaves over a brother. There's a mitzvah to do Yibum and marry the sister, to marry her, the sister-in-law, so they could keep up the family name. That's called Yibum. We don't do it now. We do chalitza, the spitting in of the shoe. Mirtz Hashem, none of you here are going to know from this halacha of Yibum or Chalitza. So you finished off the year studying something that may never apply to you. Now, Torah is kiheim chayenu v'orech chemenu. Even the subjects that don't apply to us, they share with us the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how Chazal has understood Hashem. So I'm not minimizing their value. But what the Mesilas Yesharim is saying is, how could you put your emphasis in all those subjects, many esoteric subjects, before the most basic thing, which is the subject that you wake up with every single day? How to behave like a mensch. How to act like a decent human being. That's the basic. That's the start. That's subject A. That's day one. That's day one. And we skip right over it, says the Mesilas Yesharim. Mamish a great yesod. Everybody's involved in whatever they're involved in, thinking about whatever they're thinking about. But how could you not be involved in the one thing that matters most? Everybody in this room has a midos problem. Everybody. There's not a person in this room, nobody in this room, that does not have some flaw in their midos that needs rectification. Some people have gaiva. They think the world revolves around them. You're in your teenage years, by the way. Teenage years is when your gaiva is the strongest. A teenager, when they think, you know, when you guys daydream, a teenager thinks the whole world stops and everything's about them. Right? That God planned the world just for you. Everybody else is extras on the movie set. You're the whole thing. That's how we see our world in teenage years. It's the opposite when you get very old. When you get very old, you see what was the point of you. Everybody else makes sense. How do you make sense? We go through stages in life. But midos are certain character traits that you need to work on now. You need to work on now. Am I talking to the wall? Who am I talking to here?
Me.
Right. Okay. I would give you an assignment here. It's an easy one. You don't have to write anything down. You're going to sit on a bus on the way to the ski jets. On the way there, jet ski. On the way there, what I would have you do is think to yourself of one midah that you know you need work on. Think about it. Think what annoys other people when they're around you. What is something that you could work on? It's hard because no one, ein adam roes mua atzmo. A person doesn't see their own weaknesses. Here, we're going to break it down. I'm going to give you something big. Flip over some paper that you have around you there. I don't care what it is. This is the basic core of your personality. If you understand this, you understand how to correct and make your life the way it should be. In basic psychology, all of us are motivated by six needs. Here they are, in no order in particular. We all have a need for certainty. Certainty means when I wake up, I know the world will still be there. I know that my family life will basically be stable. Certainty, that's number one. Write this down, my friends. I'm giving you a pearl here. Number two, we all have a need for the opposite, which is variety. We can't have the same thing all the time. We need to know that we're going to have a different experience today than the day we had before. Number three, we all have a need for significance. We need to know that we're making a difference to somebody, to the world, to ourselves, to something. We can't feel like a nothing.
Sorry, what's number three?
Significance. Okay. Can't feel like a nothing. Number four, we all have a need for love or connection. Everybody, it's a basic human need. Number five is we all have a need for giving or contribution. We need to know we're giving in some way. And number six, we all have a need to grow. We need to become better people, stronger people, smarter people, more knowledge, more skills than we had the day before. These six are in everybody. The proof is, take the worst human being that I could ever think of, and that's Hitler. He thought he was giving to the world by ridding them of Jews and gypsies and gays. He thought he was doing the world a favor. If I kill them, the world will be a better place. That was giving in his mind. So we all have these six needs.
What was the last one?
Growth.
Oh, okay.
We all have these six needs. What's the difference between each of us? It's three things. One, it's the order we rank this chart. Number two, it's whether we need these needs in a positive or negative way. Some people could have a need for significance in a negative way. For example, take a kid from the projects. Let's say he had a learning disability that was never diagnosed. No one ever noticed him. No parents were ever home. So he felt like a failure in his classroom. He felt like a failure in his home. He felt like a failure wherever he went. And let's say he didn't know how to play basketball. He felt like a failure in the court. Now, we know every human being has a need for significance. One day, somebody hands him a gun. And he realizes, wow, if I point this to somebody, they'll listen to me. Now I feel significant. So everything we're going to meet either in a positive or a negative way. And number three, the third difference between all of us is how badly do we need to be met. Some people have such a need for significance, they need to be noticed so badly, they'll destroy an entire classroom. They'll make such a scene in school just so people notice them. They're that guy in class who loves asking the ridiculous questions, the controversial questions that have nothing to do with the subject, not because they're genuinely curious. If they were genuinely curious, they'd shoot an email over to their teacher, or when they had a free moment after class, sit down for a nice conversation. They want it just to get a rise. Everyone should notice them. Look at me, 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 me. By the way, I'm totally being subjective here.